Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm so excited today. It's now officially summer, and we're having a beautiful sunny day. And so, and even next week, it's going to be in the 80s, even maybe 90 degrees in Seattle, and people go nuts. You know, we go crazy when it's rainy, and then they go nuts when it's 90. So, can't please everybody. Well, today, I'm talking to two people who interviewed me on their radio show. So we're exchanging and sharing our shows. It's good to collaborate and share our work with others. It's not about competition. We all have our gifts and our unique contributions that we give out there to the world. There's such a sense of scarcity in our world of economics and businesses when studies have shown companies who collaborate and work for their clients do much better than those who focus on the bottom line. You know, it's all about the profits you make. So it's important to know the value of why you're in business, and if your why is to help others, help your clients, and you're concerned for their needs, the money will follow. But if your focus is on the money, you know what? It might dry up. Your clients will know that's your focus, not them. And they're coming to you with their needs, not for yours. Well, today, my guests are Christine Marie and Julie Peters. They're a mother-daughter team, and they're the radio co-hosts of the popular podcast Life with the Girlfriends. They're also certified life coaches. Christine Marie has her master's degree in counseling, and she's a certified prosperity guide and has certificates in addiction, grief counseling, self-esteem evaluation for both children and adults, and life optimization. And Julie is a teacher and business owner. She is certified in hypnosis, neuro-linguistic programming, and self-esteem evaluation in both children and adults. And their company develops and distributes educational, inspirational, and motivational materials to educate, uplift, and inspire. At their core, they consider themselves to be from that proud, noble, and long lineage of householders and love sharing their folksy wisdom so that everyone can have a better, happier, and more joyful, playful, and prosperous life. And they're the authors of their new best-selling book, The Clutterfly Effect, Tweak Your Way to Total Transformation by Decluttering Your Life. And their website is www.theclutterflyeffect.com. So welcome, Christine and Julie, to Voices of Women.
Oh,
thank
hello.
You.
Thank you so much. And Chris, I just want to say right now, this is Julie, and I just adore you. I just think you're awesome, and I totally, you know, everything you say about there's no competition. We really want to support each other in this and have fun. And I hope today, I know today that our conversation here will hopefully inspire and uplift and have a little fun and entertainment. That's what we're going to be about today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us on, Chris. We're gonna enjoy every second.
Well, it's so enjoyable to talk to you too, because you have such great energy and such enthusiasm that it's fun to talk to you. So tell us how you came to this work. What was your aha moment to work together as a mother-daughter team?
You know, I'll say first, this is Mama here. I'm just blessed to have Julie as my co-host, my co-worker, my muse. Everything in my life is just so much more joyful and downstream because I get to work with Julie each and every day. And we started out, my husband has a trucking business. And, you know, many decades ago, we would, you know, go along with him when he, you know, had a long trek to California. We're out here in the Midwest. And so in some sense, I feel like we've always worked together. And so this was just a natural outpouring of us working together, but consciously choosing what we want to do, you know. And Julie, do you want to want to add your two?
Yes, I do. And I want to say thanks for thinking that we have lots of energy because both of us have a slight cold. So we're going to be down in cough drops during this interview and conversation and lots of hot water and hot tea. But you talk about an aha moment. And it's so funny because I literally have just had one in the last week. And that was when I was doing some work about finding my next passion and kind of going like, what do I honor? What do I really honor myself? What do I excel? What do I have success in my own life? And the same theme came running through my life, which is my relationships. And my relationships with my family, how we, you know, we were always close even when we were little and just always had a knack to be together. And it was like the aha moment was, oh my gosh, I have always been doing my passion. I may have not known about it or really like honored it when I was maybe in my teenage years helping my father out later on, developing different businesses and just feeling like I was part of the team. But now that I'm an adult and working with my mom and having my intention of really developing this business, it was like, holy cow, I can't believe it. It was here all along. I just needed to rediscover it. And it was like, yeah, there it was. So that was my aha moment. It happened just literally not too long ago. So, but it was more just developing what's working right in your life. And I think Mom and I always worked well together. And her, you know, having her psychotherapist, being a psychotherapist, her master's degree, when I was growing up, she was working on her degree, you know, first her bachelor's and her master's degree. And my brother and I, we were always part of her life. I mean, her educational life. We would help her study. We would go to her classes. We always felt part of it. And so we always kind of had that, that excitement about it back then. And so now this is just sort of like a continuation of all that really, really loving education, loving inspiration and loving working with my family.
You know, and also, Chris, one of the things that we established, Julie and I, early on, we had a couple of rules, but the biggest one was, our relationship would never, ever, ever be in the chopping block. So no matter if we got into a really, you know, crazy place, you know, the promise was neither of us is going to say, well, I'm out of here. You know, we had that level of confidence that we could be ourselves within this relationship and never fear that, you know, that we could do something so bad that the relationship would be, you know, on the chopping block. So, you know, having that established first, I think really, I don't know, it just helped. It just greased the way for us to be more than what we, you know, what we even planned on being, because I think the business has turned and evolved in a way that that we hadn't even thought of. I don't think. Would you say that, Jules?
Definitely.
Well, one of the things, and I love the way you work together in the book too. I love it that Julie's she comments on her mother's stories and her mother, you know, and it makes it is kind of cute. So, but let's get into that. So your book is The Clutterfly Effect. It's all about decluttering, and I definitely need that. I look around my house and could you use some decluttering, and I do it at times and then it backs up again. But first, let's talk about the importance of good, because we just have a couple of minutes, that self-esteem and why that's so important in this work that you do.
Good question. Really, Self-esteem is so important because it keeps you going on your path when things get tough. I love that story that Jack Canfield talks about, where he's got over 100 rejections for his Chicken Books for Soul book, and he keeps giving it to more and more publishers, but no, and then finally he finds a publisher that says yes. And I took away from that, not like keep on trying, but my gosh, what great self-esteem, because I think after the 10th no, I probably would have said, this isn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
But when you decide that your dreams are for you and that you know where you want to go, your self-confidence, having a very strong, healthy self-confidence, keeps you on that path when life kind of has a way of, knocking us around a little bit.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people mistake thinking highly of themselves
right. Equals
high self-esteem. And it probably couldn't be, more the opposite. Healthy self-esteem gets us through the hardships, the vagaries, the poop, when the poop happens.
Yes.
And you get to fall back on, wait a minute, who am I at my core? And self-esteem also helps us reach those dreams, those goals, those things that we wanted that maybe today we go, wow, I don't know if I could get that. But the good, healthy self-esteem says, along with the butterfly effect, which is tweaking your way, one tweak at a time. You're not gonna win the marathon, by tomorrow. But maybe in 6 or 7 months, you can run this far, And you need that good self-esteem to say, step by step, I can do this.
Yes, and that you're worth it.
And it is about feeling worthy about that. Well, this is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. When we come back, we'll explore more with Christine and Julie on the ways you can declutter your life.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Women of strength, women of wisdom, women of strength, women of wisdom.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm talking to a couple of women of wisdom. Talking with Christine Marie Peters and Julie Peters. They're the authors of The Clutterfly Effect. And I know in the beginning of the book, you talk a lot about the 80-20 principle. And that's used a lot. I've seen it in a lot of other places. And it's such a handy tool but you use it in the whole related to the how we can use it in the clutterfly effect.
Exactly. We use it as a pretty much a major decluttering tool in your life, because the 80-20 rule exists everywhere, and the smart, savvy people that understand that use it. And it's the idea that I was just telling Julie a couple days ago. I decided to clean out my makeup drawer, and I literally realized that I was only using about 20% of all this makeup, and so I got rid of 80%.
And there, the rule was proven again.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm sure every woman has that.
And so we use 20%. That. We look at our clutter, and it's like, okay, maybe look at your office or even your junk drawer, really, if you want to. And you initially may go, it all can go. Or you go, you know what? I bet only 20% in this junk drawer is what I really need. 80% of it can go. And because really 20% gives you 80% of your, what you really need. So the other 80% of that stuff in there is not necessary. It's just clutter. And we know that clutter around us, the physical clutter. In the book, we talk about the physical. We talk about emotional clutter, behavioral clutter, energetic clutter. But we know that physical clutter has an energetic vibe to it. We know that if we're working in a cluttered environment, we don't necessarily get our work done as quickly as we'd like, or we don't find inspiration as we might. But if we live in a less cluttered environment, whoa, things start flowing easily.
Mm-hmm.
And so we choose to look at the clutter through the 80-20 principle. And by doing that, it kind of goes, wow, okay, I can use this. It works. And every time I've tried to tackle, every time I've tackled a spot that has clutter, I just said, okay, 20% I'm keeping here,
Mm-hmm.
And it works every time. 80% can go away.
Or if you find yourself in overwhelm and you go, I don't know how I can do this all. You don't.
You're right.
Use the 80-20 rule.
Right.
And you could even use it like, which things here do I use 80% of the time? I mean, I remember I've gotten rid of things by going, have I used this in the last year?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Can I really let go of this? It's a little hard sometimes with clothes because I go, well, I really like that. And why am I not wearing it still?
Okay. That's perfect what you're, coming up against. And I think also, the universe respects that. A lot of times when your physical environment is really filled, the universe may, as a prosperity guy, they want to say, hey, I've got some abundance here. I just want to drop on Susie. Well, they go up to your house. There's this big no trespassing sign on the door because there's no room for the extra stuff. So that's why, that's really how the Clutterfly Effect was born. Other than the idea that the principle, I think it was Edward Lorenz discovered it, the butterfly effect, which is, can a butterfly, flap its wings in Japan and create a tornado in Texas? And they discovered yes. And so in the clutterfly effect, you can tweak one area of your life and have major changes and transformation in other areas because of these little, your tweak or your the flap of a butterfly wing.
Well, and you're making room for something to come in. And if your life's so cluttered, like you say, it knocks on the door, there's no place for it to come into.
Absolutely.
And we always want expansion. I think that's, you know, as women out there, we really want to experience more, experience expansion in our lives, our love lives, our financial lives, and our spiritual lives. And sometimes the clutter kind of builds without us really, you know, without our intention, let's say. We're not intending it to happen, but it's like all of a sudden we look around like, holy cow, how does clutter come around? And then you may go, yeah, I can see why I may feel a little stuck sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to have that move. And it's so interesting, Chris, because, you know, once a month we have what we call Clearing the Clutter Saturday or Sunday. And it's a 3-hour experience where we get together online, and top of every hour we do a little energetic alignment and intention for about 5 or 10 minutes. And then we go out and we clear some clutter, some physical clutter. And all the lovelies that come, they're always like, my gosh, I can't believe what I got done in 3 hours. You know, I've been debating about clearing this space for so many months or even a year. But using that group power, that power of intention, Mom likes to call it borrowed benefits. What one experiences, we all experience. And by doing that, like, we get things done faster. So, you know, I just want to say to all your listeners out there, you know, our next one's coming up in July. We just had one last week. You know, just go to clutterflyeffect.com and find out there. But it's so much fun because as a group, we get to clear it and clean it faster and get it done. And like, hey, now that we've got the space,
yeah, and we're not, we don't, I mean, we can't tell you what not, you know, what to do, but we say do something that you would normally do, like Kathy, you know, had been wanting for a long time to have a place so she could put her easel to paint near a beautiful window that she had in her house, but she never got this. And finally, you know, through just the 3 hours, she created this space so that she could put her easel up and have this beautiful light coming in to paint. So that's what we call clearing the clutter with intention.
Yes.
Because like you said, Chris, if you don't have the proper intention or the intention, what happens when you clear that space? You know, in a heartbeat, it's back and more usually, you know.
Well, another thing that happens we can clutter ourselves is the stories we tell ourselves. So let's talk about that, because I know you get into that in the book too.
Oh yeah, I mean, typical stories that we have are mostly, you know, victim stories, and I'm not making light of it. Especially as a psychotherapist, I know there's, you know, a lot of a huge hurt out there and a lot of pain, but. You know, Julie mentioned that we want to expand this lifetime, and I say we want to evolve as well. And to evolve, we want to evolve from a victim story, which, not saying that, you know, always Pollyanna or to, you know, put your head in the ground, but to turn your story into something that empowers you, that you take from that hurt, that pain, the wisdom that is maybe even trapped in there. And I always tell people, like, you know, if you're at a cocktail party or something, and there's always one guy or somebody that tells you how they got there, you know, they got the shaft their whole lives and all this, and you know, you're like, oh my God, you know, how long do you have to tell that story? And, you know, before it heals and you can turn it into, because it's you know, it's not an empowering story, and that's what we want our lovelies to have. Eventually is to turn your hurt into wisdom and power.
And there are times, Chris, when, you know, you may have to tell your story. And I know there's a Native American story about where the elders, you are allowed to tell your pain 3 times to the elders. And at that 3rd time, they say, okay, you're done. It's time to move on. And I remember Christine Marie and I were talking, and it was about a month, really, and she just kept bringing up this old story where we legitimately, we had hired someone to do a job for our business. It was like 10 grand, and it never got done. And it never got done. And, you know, time had passed. We had done some healing around it, took all the knowledge out of it, right? And Mom was bringing it up and then bringing it up. And I'm like, all right, Mom, you want to tell a different story? Because we worked this through. And she goes, you know, no, not really, I don't. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to let this, you know,
detach. And then finally it was done. And she had let out enough steam, and then she was able to move on. So, you know, you can say your story a short time, right, get it out, and move forward.
Yeah. And it is a process. And it also is like, you know, the typical onion. I mean, there's layers to it.
Yeah.
But once you become conscious, once you become wise, and you go, oh, gee, another layer of this is coming up for healing and telling a different story. So, I think that's the new evolution. You know, it comes up for healing.
And I always love this one story. I mean, it's a quick story that Mom told me when she was getting her master's, and it's this idea that you have two adult sons or two brothers, and one brother may say, I drink because my father's an alcoholic, and the other brother may say, I never drink because my father's an alcoholic. And so you have the same story, the same childhood, but because, you know, told in a different way and then acted upon in a different way, one is empowered and one is kind of letting the hurt continue.
Mm-hmm.
And we really want to move beyond the hurt.
That's exactly right, Julie. It's like letting the hurt continue and moving now down another generation.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, and it's so important to recognize that when you're doing it, and I think that's a good thing for people to hear. Okay, you get three times to tell it. It's like, and you know what? I think tell it passionately. Get it out of your system, because part of the problem is they're not getting, because why they keep repeating is they don't feel it's being heard, and they're probably not even listening to it enough in that telling, because they're not getting it out of their system. So you have to get it out of your system so you can clear and move, bring something else forward. And so, it's a real learning experience. But we have to leave now and go on another one of those breaks. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about declutterflying your life.
Woo, love it.
Healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Want to know what the best-kept secret in Access Consciousness is? It's the Access Gold Club. Demanding more change and the latest and greatest, but can't always get to all the classes you desire? Let Gary and Dane come to you. Join the Gold Club, and each month you'll receive a 60-minute live call, a weekly email on the month's theme containing the latest clearings in written form, and an MP3 loop. Twice a month, receive a brand new video with Gary and Dane. How does it get any better than this? In addition to receiving a CD format of the monthly call mailed to you, you'll also enjoy a surprise bonus gift. Be in on the secret. Join today at www.isnowthetime.com/special-tips.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with Christine Marie Peters and Julie Peters. They're the authors of the new book, The Clutterfly Effect. So, Christine, can you give the contact information where people can find your book and how they connect with you?
Oh, absolutely. TheClutterflyEffect.com, and the book can be bought at Amazon.com. Just go to The Clutterfly Effect, and I think right now it's like $13, and I love to say a change, because that's what happens when you buy the book. You want to have some change in your life. So we love to hear. Our listeners are called the Lovelies, and they've been with us for many years, and we love to listen to them. In fact, the book is really about their questions, their concerns, and the things that we hear from them, you know, on a daily, weekly basis. And so it was, you know, with that kind of love and respect for our women in our lives, that we wrote The Clutterfly Effect. And so, and if you go there and you get the book and you can go to theclutterflyeffect.com, you just, like Julie said, sign up and you can experience, there's a free membership there.
Yep.
We've got some worksheets.
And we got some mini visualizations that are in the book as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fun time.
Yeah, so the worksheets are great and gives people some tools to work with.
I mean, I don't know about you, Chris, but I love worksheets. And one of the things that, you know, when Julie and I were talking, we said we want people to have every day live in a successful environment. So one of the free worksheets is called The Success Habits. And it's, you know, it's entirely designed for your life. And so what would on a daily basis make my life feel successful? Well, if I meditated every day, you know, and a little checklist, what did I take my vitamins, you know, checklist. And so it's fun to have these tools. I know that it's not high tech, it's maybe old school, but, you know, that's just the way we roll. And also, you know, I just wanted to mention too that, you know, journaling and writing can help transform a person's pain story, you know, or abuse story. So I want to just let your listeners know that they can, you know, sit down and let it all out and see how that tills the soil really and begins the transformation process from your story of hurt into wisdom and empowerment.
Yeah, that's so true. So in your book, you talk about SMART goals.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
Ooh, shall I say what SMART is the acronym for, Julie?
Go for it, girlfriend.
Okay, specific, S is for specific, M is for
measurable,
A is for attainable, R, relevant, and T, timely.
Yes.
So when you have all those together, you know that you've got a really good, solid goal, not just like, hey, I'm going to be a rock star in, you know, 10 months. This, you know, the specific is, you know, very, it's very focused.
Right. Well, Christine, before we were talking about this before our show, about this idea like, oh, I want to save some money for vacation. All right, well, that's not a very, very smart goal. If you want to say like, well, let's get that more specific. Okay, well, where do I want to go on vacation and how much am I really going to need? Because, you know, maybe you want to go to, let's say, Florida, Walt Disney World, experience Orlando. Okay, that's cool. Okay, well, how do I know if I've saved enough money? Well, you got to figure it out. You know, is it $10,000? Are you taking your whole family, like extended family, or is it just your four, you know? And it might be only $3,000 that you need. Do you need money for the expenses that you're going to be needing when you're away from work? So we go, okay, what specifically do you want your goal to be? If you want to lose weight, well, how much weight? You know, and then measure it. Like, okay, how do I know if I'll achieve it?
Is that goal measurable? Will you know when you get there?
Exactly. And attainable, I love this part.
Me too.
We want your goals to be just out of reach, but not out of sight. We all have these out-of-sight goals. They kind of are the fun fantasies that we have, and they sometimes are distractors. They can be fun. They can raise our vibration. If we get stuck there, they just are distracting us from our life.
So. Yeah, I mean, you want to have a stretch because that's how you're going to evolve and expand. But if it really is out of sight, you know, I would say, if we're counseling you, let's get your tweak smaller.
Yes, and what's that next expanded tweak, and that's how we go for is it achievable? And then is it relevant to your goal, you know, the SMART goal? Is it relevant to you, who you are? And then always give it a time frame, by this date. It keeps everything moving forward. And now I love this. Edwin Gaines, who I love, she's an author of The Four Spiritual Laws of Success.
Hi, Edwin. She's lovely.
But I love what she says about goals. She says, you know, hey, if you blow your time frame, just realize you kind of just misjudged it. You know, adjust it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to say two things about time.
if you missed your time goal and you didn't even get off the starting gate, out of the starting gate yet, reevaluate your goal completely, because it could be that you just weren't in alignment with it. It mm-hmm. might have been too far of a reach or an out-of-sight goal mm-hmm. that you didn't even think it was possible, or you really didn't want to do what you had to do to
right.
get it done.
If you're still at the starting gate, like Julie said, I would say red flag, major red flag.
And that's why coaching can help.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coaching can really help you decide.
Coaching, hey, clutter flag, yeah. membership.
Exactly. So those are things that can help you decide, hey, am I on the path I really want to be? Or am I just kind of messing around? And, hey, it's fun messing around, too, sometimes. But we want to get serious. We want to have expansion in our lives. These smart goals keep us on that path.
And smart women use smart goals. And I always say that the wise know their whys. Why you want to do it.
Yeah, I'll just say something really, too, about this. The wise know their whys. If you're struggling right now about your goals, I'm going to be losing power. So
yeah,
we
did.
Did we lose Julie?
Oh, you know what? We're having a storm here, and I think...
Okay.
Can you still hear me?
Yes, we can, yeah. So
okay,
let's
good.
Continue.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. So we might be... I'm back. I don't know if Julie is. Julie, are you here, honey? Okay, so we might have lost Julie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, so we were talking about...
Oh, Jill's back.
I'm back. I'm sorry, Mom. I was going to run in and take over for you. I apologize. Lovely storms. I love the storms. Okay, did I say, so anyway, knowing the whys, I don't know what you said, Mom. If I repeat this, I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not being motivated to go after your goals, go deeper with why you want it. Get juicy. Write a whole page on mm-hmm. why you really want it. And I'm going to say this, write a page on what will happen if you don't achieve it. Because sometimes what won't happen is a bigger motivator to get you going.
Absolutely.
You know? And so, right, take time to do that.
And really, and then, as Julie said, as you're doing that, really evaluate, you know, is it the ego that wants that? Why? Why do you want that? Well, maybe I'll get on. I used to hear before Oprah left, you know, I want to get on Oprah to write this book or whatever. You know, I want to walk the red carpet when my book becomes a movie, you know. It's good to have a, you know, realistic.
Those are always so much fun goals. And we hear those stories about the stars who wrote themselves a $10 million check. You know, those are great. But the clutterfly effect is about having a non-deferred life, having a life you want now.
Now.
Having success now. Because
right.
you are not that far from a life you really, really want. A couple of tweaks and then building and then building and building. Sometimes we tell ourselves, like, oh, I need to have a $10 million so I'm happy. I hate to say it, BS. That's you can mm-hmm. you can get there from here. You can be happier today.
Right.
Yes, and one of the things in your book you talk about is the importance of a daily goal, the golden hour.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
the goal, taking the goal, G-O-A-L, den hour. So let's talk about that in the next couple of minutes that we have before we...
No problem. I love it. You know, the golden hour is so important because Mama always says, I mean, you know those quotes, that 1 hour of spiritual interior work is equal to 8 to 10 hours of exterior work.
Absolutely.
So that's leverage. Tony Robbins talks about the goal, you know, his hour of power. Sheryl Crow has her hour of power, the golden hour, where she's just running and jogging and she's filling her well up with gratitude and appreciation. And what this golden hour is, it's really about getting into alignment with your future higher self, with the goals you want to achieve, how you want to feel, the essence. And it takes work because we really are programmed to feel lack, to feel less than. And
no, Julie.
Through the course of the day, how many times am I told through the course of the day,
yeah.
I'm not skinny enough,
yeah.
I don't have enough money.
You're not even wearing the right
my jeans. I don't have the right skinny jeans, or my nails don't look right.
You're not drinking the right drink. I mean, absolutely. And so this idea of just 1 hour for yourself, it doesn't have to be 60 minutes consecutively. I do it as bookends. When I wake up in the morning and when I go to bed at night, But that hour is just for me, for aligning with my goals. It's reading inspirational stuff and, you know, meditating, using affirmations,
doing gratitude journal.
Absolutely. Gratitude probably is the most important thing.
Yes.
And I always say what you appreciate appreciates.
Exactly.
Yes, that is so important to appreciate and have that gratitude. I know it's one of your things on the there's seven components of the golden hour. And just before we have a couple minutes, I'll just run those by because I wrote them down from your book: setting intentions, visualizing and meditation, journaling, reading, affirmations, and appreciation and gratitude. So all seven steps of those are different things you can do in that golden hour that you'll move you forward.
And after we come back from the break, if you have time, I'd love to talk about future visioning, like when you visualize, to actually get in touch with your future self and how potent that can be, Chris.
Okay, let's do that. This is Chris Dana, so we're going to return and talk about that with Christine and Julie Peters.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond, the wellness coach who shines a light on what you put into your body. No two people are alike, and what may work for one person may not work for you. That is why I use biochemical analysis to see what is really going on in your body. This enables me to recommend the proper nutrition and supplemental program to help you feel great and lose weight. This method is painless, uses no needles, and is inexpensive. Why spend all that money on blood and urine tests that don't really tell the whole story when you can have an analysis that will? For more information, contact me at themichellebondshow.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and we're talking with Christine Marie Peters and Julie Peters, a mother-daughter team, authors of The Clutterfly Effect. We just got through talking about the importance of the daily golden hour. And Christine, you just mentioned that you wanted to get into talking about how to create future goals.
Right. Well, what I was really wanting to talk about was, part of the golden hour, we do visualization. And one of the visualizations that I heartily recommend is this meeting your future self. And so maybe if you want to talk a little bit, my voice is
When we go to visualization, meeting with our future self, from that perspective, it can be, you know, a year down the line, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. We get to start having a relationship with that future self. We can get to ask questions, you know, like, hey, how did you get here? You know, what did you do? How are you feeling? What's the essence behind you? What's your inspiration? And by having this dialogue with our future self, we get to bring the essence of our future self into the present moment. And that's really where the work begins, because by doing that, we love that line, right? Be, do, have, that's that famous formula for success. We get to be that future self now. And that's why we talk about not deferring your life. When we connect with our future self, the goals that we want to achieve, they're already achieved. They're already managed. They might have been achieved years before. Mm-hmm. And what does our life look like now? Who have we become?
I mean, questions that, you know, you can ask your future self. Now, let's say you wanted to be an internet entrepreneur or something. Well, how did you do that? I mean, look at me now. We did this and we did that. And she can start showing you the way and also offering self-confidence. Mm-hmm. You know, there's just a whole host of things that I think sort of alchemically, magically happen when you meet your positive future self.
Right. And I love it too, because our future self typically has the biggest pom-poms. You know, they're always like, you can do it. You know, I know it's beyond this pain. Keep going. You can do it. And I want to say, connecting with your future self, like any kind of visualization, it's not like a one-time served all. You know, connect with it often, because then the relationship develops and it feels more real. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't feel like you're making it up.
Right. You get more messages.
You
absolutely
really do.
You
and
get
from
more
messages. That, and messages are from that part, that space inside of us that knows all. And when our mind is so jumbled, we can hear it clearer.
You know, I also want to invite people, once a month we have an Amp It Up, also, where we invite people to come, we go to that field of pure potentiality, as Deepak Chopra calls it, where, you know, we plant seeds, and these seeds reap, you know, a beautiful harvest. And sometimes we're thinking about doing it once a week, right, Jill? But at least once a month. And if you're part of the Clutterfly Effect, if you sign up, you'll know when the times for our Amp It Up comes up.
Well, it sounds like, too, when you're talking about your future self, you're actually tapping into your authentic self.
Oh, definitely. Your higher self, your authentic self. And sometimes we don't, it takes practice and, you know, a commitment to say, I want to know more about my authentic self.
Right.
Because it can be kind of, you know, it can be kind of like, okay, rough in some sense, or blurred by other people's opinions of you.
And that's where that good, healthy self-esteem comes in. You know, we always say there's, you know, you can imagine, you know, three doors, you know, a crappy future, a mediocre future, you know, an okay future, and then an awesome future. And behind that door, that's the future self that you'd like to meet, you know, because we know we've been down the crappy door, you know, or the mediocre door. We know what, you know, she doesn't get out of her pajamas during the day and hangs around watching Maury Povich to see, you know, who's the baby daddy. But, you know, you can meet that future self and have the good self-esteem and start implementing on a right now, at this moment, that you can be, you know, happier and more prosperous. And just by tweaking, just by incremental change.
Yes.
Well, and it makes a good point that you know, you're talking to your future self and your authentic self, that actually you know the answers, because I like how you're sort of asking these questions, but it's proving that you really know the answers. And sometimes we just think we don't know them, and so we don't we just go into overwhelm and don't even.
You're so right. I just was meditating the other day, and the thing that came to me, and I would say was from my authentic self, was, you know, it was about a certain situation that I was meditating on, and it said, you know more than you think you do. And so there was just like, okay, I just took a deep breath, let it all out. I'm like, I could trust that. That I, you know, I, like you said, you go into overwhelm, you go into I don't know, you go into that big question mark, but you know more than you think you do. You know, and that's the kind of wisdom that your future self, that inner voice can give you, and that you can trust.
Yeah, and there's different ways to tap into that. So,
just real quickly, we have an acronym for trust, which means to rely unto spirit totally, which basically that's what you do when you get those messages, trusting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I lost my train of thought, but yeah, it's oh, I know. There's different ways to tap into that. So meditating is one, but also some people writing, journaling can get you those. You know, talking to your future self through journaling is also a good way to do that. So I was thinking there was something you had in your book was about that you advise people to ask. The three questions to ask yourself nightly, and so I just want to share those. I can quickly do that. What three things gave me joy today?
Yes.
What three things can I celebrate today? And what three things did I appreciate today? And it's interesting. They're all in the positive. They're all like appreciating, you know, celebrating mm-hmm. joy, appreciation, mm-hmm. and so you're going to bed with very positive thoughts.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And isn't that a nice way to sleep and then a nice way to wake up, too?
Yeah, and it's a nice way, since, like Julie said, we're always being programmed. Why not program ourselves to look for the next morning what gives me joy? Look for in the next morning, what can I celebrate? So it really does program our brain to ask the right questions instead of like, gee, tell me how, you know, I'm such a loser again. You know, I mean, those are things that, you know, we want
to... Yeah, I may have asked that question before in my life, but I try not to anymore, Mom. Thanks, Mom, for raising that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's so easy. You just blame yourself. Like, oh, I was so stupid what I did, instead of just... Well, I'm forgiving yourself. I'm like, okay, tomorrow I'll do better. Just recognizing that. Well, thank you so much for being on my show today.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. We had a pleasure.
Thank you for your audience. Thank you so much.
Yes, and keep doing the good work. And everybody can go to their website, www.theclutterflyeffect.com. Check out their book so you get some of those tools of how you can declutter your life. And I want to leave everyone with this thought today. How can you declutter your life? What small tweaks can you do to start the Clutterfly effect to reach your goals, just one step at a time? So I want to remind everyone you can sign up for the monthly Women of Wisdom newsletter on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. You find out about our monthly events. We have red tents going on now. There's one coming up in July. We have our annual picnic at Carkeek Park on July 16th. We're having our big fundraiser tomorrow, our Pampering Day. It's in North Seattle at North Seattle Community College. There's only a couple spots left, so if you're in the Seattle area, go to the website and register now, because there may not be these spots available in a couple hours from now. Well, this is Chris Danis, and I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Conference and the organization, and also the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. And if you have friends who need some inspiration in their life, it would make a great gift to read about all the, explore the divine feminine in all many different voices and through art and poetry. And you can purchase that on our website and also at Amazon. Next week, I will be interviewing Sondra Barrett. She's the author of the new book, Secrets of Your Cells, Discovering Your Body's Inner Intelligence. So this is Chris Danis. I'm so glad you spent this time with us today. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Danis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Danis.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line, say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.